This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Efforts to create a new refugee resettlement community in Rutland have stirred up passionate debate. While many want to welcome Syrians into the city, others fear Muslim refugees will not assimilate or will become a threat or burden to taxpayers. VPR's Nina Keck talked about those concerns with a Syrian couple who are raising their children in Rutland.
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm a real estate agent here in Rutland. I've been here for about 16 years.
My name is Laila, and I've been here 6 years. And I came here for marriage.
Mike and Laila asked me not to use their last name for this story, since they say the debate over refugees has made being Syrian in Rutland a lot more complicated. We sit in their dining room while their daughters Sila and Tala play on the floor. The whir of an air conditioner provides welcome relief to the 90-degree day.
Where are we from? I'm Kurdish. We both Kurdish. We are from, both of us, from Aleppo. We live in a town called Afrin.
Afrin and the much larger city of Aleppo are in northern Syria, near the Turkish border. Mike, who's 53, came to the United States in 1981 to study at Northeastern University.
People in general in our area and the people I grew up with, I would say probably 90% literacy, they're 90% educated. Everybody, just like here, and maybe sometimes a bit more, they concentrate on school. It's very hard to make it over there. It's not like this country here. We have opportunities. Everybody have opportunities.
Laila nods. She's 37 and was working as a civil engineer in Syria when family friends introduced her to Mike. The two married, and she moved to Vermont in 2010, just before the war broke out. Laila doesn't wear a hijab or cover her head. She says women in Syria are free to dress as they choose. Nonetheless, she admits the culture shock of moving to Vermont was hard.
I just cannot describe it as another world for me. It was another world. When I think I'm in Syria and I'm moving for new life, I have to learn the language, I have to know about these people, the culture, the system, everything.
She took classes at an adult learning center and eventually began teaching Arabic at Castleton University. At 2.5 and 4.5, Tala and Sila speak Kurdish and English and are learning Arabic as well. The family's split-level home is modern, spacious, and immaculate. An American flag hangs outside the front door, and Mike explains he and Laila have both become U.S. citizens. Laila says people in Rutland have been incredibly kind and friendly, something she admits she wasn't used to in the large cities back home.
That's why I say thanks God I came to this small town, not big cities. Maybe I get lost in that big cities. Rutland, it was good for me. Say the smile, hi. I don't know him. Why he's saying hi for me? You know, then Mike explained for me, people in Rutland, they're different from big cities. I'm Muslim, I'm Christian, I'm Jew, whatever, but they just smile for me. This has made me happy.
Laila's mood changes when she talks about Syria and the toll the war has taken there.
I just can't believe it. Where I grew up, our house is gone. We don't have any house now. It's bomb and stole. So all my families, they have to start from scratch.
Her three brothers escaped to the Kurdistan region of Iraq. Her parents fled to Turkey. She has a sister in Egypt and another who's a refugee in Germany.
Has the debate in Rutland affected how you view this city?
No, not whatsoever. I laugh at it sometimes, you know. I get the point. Some people are surprised or maybe even opposing for these refugees to come over here because they just don't know who these people are. They don't know where they're coming from. All I can tell them, or I can say, they are human beings. They are running away. I just couldn't imagine right now, if I lost everything, what would I do?
They're just looking for a new life for their kids.
I'm 27.
Okay. Needs hug.
Laila smiles as she scoops up her daughter. She misses her extended family and the meals they used to share back in Syria. And she admits Muslim holidays feel different in Rutland, with so few others to celebrate. But she looks around her spacious kitchen at Mike and her daughters and smiles.
Home is here now. This is our home. This is our family. This is home.
While America has become home, and they love the mountainous beauty and size of Rutland, Mike and Lila admit they're planning to leave the city for Florida. The move is partly for Mike's real estate business, and partly because they want more diversity and culture for their daughters. When they heard Syrian families might be coming to Rutland, they postponed the move, believing they could help. The two say they hope they still can. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.